Welcome to the Speak Over Yourself podcast. It's your host, Dr. Tamika Hall, and I am so honored to welcome you to your spiritual pause for the day. Listen, today we are declaring that we will not fail. I know that it's the new year, and while some people like to step out of the old into the new, I recognize that life is life, and sometimes you have to be reminded from the very beginning that what happened last year, even though it was only a couple of days ago, still is in the past, and there is nothing but greatness that is ahead of you. And so today we are declaring, I will not fail. I want you to take a moment and take a deep breath in through your nose. Hold it, one, two, three, and let it out through your mouth. One, two, three. Very good. Let's get started. I have survived 100% of my worst days. I have the best winning streak because God will never abandon me and I will always win. Lamentations 3, 28 through 30. God has proven to be good to those who wait patiently on him. So I will rest in hope while I wait. Lamentations 3, 25 through 27. Lord, your love never fails. Your mercies never cease. So I will confidently proclaim, great is thy faithfulness toward me. Lamentations 3, 22 through 23. I will not forfeit my blessing by looking at my current situation and moving in desperation. God is moving on my behalf. Habakkuk 2 and 3. And now for some devotion. I was really surprised when I found myself caught up in the book of Lamentations today because it's always been one of those books that I just wanted to run away from. But if you go to Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 through 30 in the Message Bible, it is so encouraging. And so I want to read this to you. And it says this, God's loyal love couldn't have run out. His merciful love couldn't have dried up. They're created new every morning. How great your faithfulness. I'm sticking with God. I say it over and over. He's all I've got left. God proves to be good to the man who passionately waits, to the woman who diligently seeks. It's a good thing to quietly hope for help from God. It's a good thing when you're young to stick it out through the hard times, when life is heavy and hard to take. Go off by yourself. Enter the silence. Bow in prayer. Don't ask questions. Wait for hope to appear. Don't run from trouble. Take it full face. The worst is never the worst, my God. And then Habakkuk 2 and 3 tells us, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. I'm here to tell you that the promises of God are still the promises of God. And because you are backed by heaven, you will not fail. I want you to remember that you have the best winning streak. You've already survived 100% of your worst days. And your worst is not the worst because God always pulls us out and gives us our best. This is Dr. Tamika Hall. Remember that I love you. You were created to make God famous. He has anointed you to do hard things, and you have a blessed day.